is rising. We've no time to lose.
I went into that house, and what I saw there was real. What I felt there was real. And what I heard there was real.
Don't argue or make a scene, because if you say anything more about witches or witchcraft, we're going to be forced to take you to a mental hospital.
As mind-numbing as a zombie feeding on your brain, this is the Cheese Cheese Halloween Special.
Hello there, kids. Hello, I am Count Moondog.
And I am Frankensnarfdude.
Oh, boy, you're stretching, man.
I'm trying here.
That's very, very scary, kids. It's the Cheese Please Halloween Spooktacular.
Oh, yeah. Say, look out, Moondog. Here comes the cat.
Don't make fun of my girlfriend, okay?
Oh!
We're touching her on the behind.
Oh!
You're very, very scary to her.
Very, very scary.
All right, welcome to Cheese, Please. I am the Moondog.
And I'm the Surf Dude.
Hey, you're scaring Laverne, man.
Nah, she just got to look at you.
Oh, okay.
Pretty obvious, isn't it?
Oh.
And we're celebrating Halloween this year.
Hey, what?
Listen very carefully. Do you hear the heartbeat in the background here in the pit?
I do hear the heartbeat.
What's with that?
That's the heartbeat of the undead.
Oh,
that's spooky. Very, very scary.
What's coming up this show?
Well, of course, we're celebrating Halloween. We've got all kinds of obscure little spooky tunes by artists like Los Straitjackets, Gene Moss, Zachary Lee, Soupy Sales.
And nothing
says scary like Soupy Sales.
And No Monster Mash!
No Monster Mash! This is an official Monster Mash free zone this
year. Hey, you hear it enough!
Well,
that's why we're not playing it.
Every year you turn on your favorite radio station and of course you hear, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania Twist?"
Yeah.
Every year. So we're skipping the Monster Mash and we're trying to stick to a little music that's a little more obscure for Halloween. We've also got some spooky stories to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my flashlight up under my face, you know, so it gets all creepy looking and scares the hell out of everybody.
There's an idea.
But first of all, I think we should get this show on the road.
Indeed.
This song is very, very, very scary, kids.
Oh, yes.
This one, if this doesn't make you turn your computer radio off, I don't know what will. The Shags.
And it's Halloween. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Okay.
Oh!
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
Number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. music to be buried by.
This is the Cheese Please Halloween Special.
That's the Monsters theme by the Los Strange Jackets.
Are you finished?
I think I'm finished.
Thank you.
I'm just getting into the mood, baby.
Starf Dude here.
And the Count Von Moondog.
And welcome back to Cheese, Please. Before that, what did we have?
Oh, boy, wasn't that very scary? Shags. It was so scary they couldn't even play their instruments together in time.
Oh.
It's Halloween by the Shags kicking off. Cheese Please's Halloween Spooktacular. Yeah, what a couple of fools, eh?
You're not kidding.
Scaring off the listeners is about all we're good at.
Yeah, but at the same time, we get some information provided via the internet and Laverne, the research assistant. You wanted to say something about this.
Well, some tips about Halloween, actually, that people might want to jot down in their memories here.
Get a pen and paper, people!
Basically, what this says is that don't use a potty mouth in front of a zombie.
What?
Well, North Carolina just expanded a law banning swearing in front of corpses. This law prohibiting profanity or obscene language in the presence of a dead human body was originally confined to funeral homes. Now, you know, all I have to say to that is, like, if I'm being confronted by a zombie who wants to eat my brain, like in Night of the Living Dead or something like that,
yes?
I'm going to be using all the profanity and obscenity I want to. You betcha. I'd be using the F word. I'd be using the MF word.
Yeah. Don't say that. This
you
is
know
a family show.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I don't agree with the law.
I don't know about you. You know, I wouldn't be doing any profanity. I'd just go probably something like this.
Always backing away from a fight, aren't you? Anyway, what do we got coming up, Snarf Dude?
Well, speaking of, profanity and mummies and all that stuff, let's think about Dracula, let's go back to the early, mid-1960s. One of the biggest hits for the Beatles. What was that? I Want to Hold Your Hand?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, Gene Moss took it a little different. He tied in Halloween with it.
Oh, did he?
Yes, and he wants to bite your hat.
Ooh.
Right here on Keys, Please.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your head. Shoot. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Ooh, very spooky, kids. Oh. That was Gene Moss, and I want to bite your hand.
By the way, Moondog, did you like what I do in here in the pit?
The pit looks wonderful.
Hey, I got Billy Bob to actually dig into our weather machine we have here in the pit.
Oh, yes, yes.
So just stand back. I'll flip the button here.
Is this the wind machine?
No, not the wind machine.
Oh, okay.
This is a neat effect for Halloween.
All right, okay? Let's
here,
have
here
it.
Here we go. Isn't that neat?
Is that safe?
Probably not.
I don't think that's safe at all. We're hooked up to all this electrical amp equipment and headphones.
Yeah, I know, but it's just neat.
Yeah, it is
don't
spooky.
You think, you
I'll
know,
admit
it's
just, spooky.
It's a neat. Oh!
Whoa! While we sort this mess out, let's tell people what's coming up.
Oh, well, let's see. Soupy Sales. There's a guy that you really want to think about, don't you?
He screams Halloween, doesn't he?
Oh, and probably one of the weirdest songs we've ever played from the Novas by the name of The Crusher. Oh,
that's a bold statement.
Yeah, but we do a little twisting with Zachary coming up, too.
All right.
Okay. But right now, we'll be right back.